Let's begin this journey to help you start living the life you were intended to live. So grab your pen and paper and let's start to rewrite your story. Hey guys, welcome to episode 23. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I actually want to talk today about facts over feelings versus fear. And when I say fear, I want to give an acronym. So it's capital F dot, capital E dot, A dot, R dot. We're going to break that down today. And how many of us struggle with fear or even anxiety? I find myself so many times being so stricken by fear and anxiety and allowing it to just kind of marinate in different areas of my life and not even realizing that it's been there the whole time. It kind of like creeps in and just kind of lurks around, and then before I know it, I have a clone of me following me everywhere I go. And so today I want to talk a little bit about facts over feelings versus fear. You know, in order to overcome anxiety, we're going to need to face our fears, which can be very scary. Even in the world that I work in with clients, of facing those fears if there's been trauma behind those. Like, who wants to really face their fears, right? And who wants to talk about things that scare them or maybe that they've never shared with anyone? But in order to, for us to just really begin to be free of that, we have to look it in the face, which is really hard. A lot of people do not like doing that. A lot of people are like, I'm out of here. They want to do avoidance. They want to flee. They're like, not today. We're not talking about that. And today I want us to talk about that, which is going to mean that we have to expose ourselves to the things that are really going to make us uncomfortable. And I'm not sure what that means. Everybody is uncomfortable with different things in their lives. You know, like some people are uncomfortable talking about sex, and some people are uncomfortable talking about their feelings or their emotions because of different fears. And that's what I want to do, kind of jump into today. You know, you have to know that it may feel worse in a short time to have to address any of these fears, but it will help you overcome your anxiety in the long run. And that's easier said than done, guys. A lot of times avoidance is actually what fuels anxiety. So it's going to be really important to face our fears if we want to really get better in this area of our lives. And it can be scary, like I said earlier. But I want to give you an acronym for the word fear. I use this a lot in my clients, with my clients, with myself. Sometimes I forget it. And the breakdown of fear is false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. Where things in your life, you're looking at through lenses of like a movie. And you're sitting there and playing this movie over and over in your mind, and fear and anxiety is really taking over, where it's just really crippling you and killing you. I want us to talk a little bit about what is one of the fears that you may have. I know for me, I've had a lot of clients and even family members that have been exposed to COVID. And I know this is such a controversial kind of thing that is taking place in our world. But this is kind of where I'm at. And so you could choose to pause or not listen to this episode or be like, I don't want to subscribe to her anymore. And that's okay. Well, I'm going to tell you what some of my fears are, especially with the whole COVID. Like today, I had gotten a phone call from my husband indicating that an employee of his that he worked there for the company for 20 years was in a ventilator. He had been an employee of my husband for 20 years and had gotten COVID, healthy man, and got hit with COVID, wound up in the hospital, and now he's kind of like on life support, and they don't think that he's going to make it. Then the sales developer where my husband works also got COVID about 4 weeks ago, and I've kind of been monitoring that. He was doing okay. He called them just to let him know he was having a hard time breathing. He was going to the hospital, and now he is on a ventilator too. And you can't help to hear news like this that's going to make you afraid. And if you're listening today and maybe you've had COVID, so you know what I'm talking about, or maybe it was a mild case of COVID or you had no symptoms, God bless you and you came out of it okay. Praise God in that. But I'm hearing a lot of stories where people don't come out on the other side. And it's really sad and really scary to hear and see the families that are suffering that have lost a loved one to COVID. So if you're listening today, my heart goes out to you if you've lost a particular family member, friend, coworker to COVID, or someone is sitting in the hospital right now that you're worried about that they may not make it, or what's going to be the outcome. I know from my mother-in-law about 3 or 4 weeks ago, she had gotten COVID. She had called us and was having a hard time breathing. It started with a cough and kind of like a cold, and went to a gathering in her church, and that's where she obtained COVID. And my mother-in-law does have some health issues. So, if anything, people that have health issues, I'm seeing that really need to have extra caution in this. But I'm also seeing people that are just extremely healthy that have passed away from it. So it's just kind of like, what is this? What is this new strand we're talking about, right? So having news like this, any kind of news, not just COVID, but that's kind of like where I have been struggling with what do I do? You know, I am a researcher by nature. I love to study and I don't do things today because everybody else is doing it. I do it because I want to do it. And so lately I've just been really just asking the Lord to really guide us in that because I don't want to operate in fear. But I also don't want to do what everybody else is doing and go get vaccinated. And then when I've done things that I researched in, I'm hearing that people that are vaccinated have gotten COVID. So it's just kind of like, okay, so whether you're vaccinated or not and you get COVID, the same thing could happen. You can come out of it okay, or you can really be in seriously hurting and really, really sick. And so I bring this up because it's just fear. It's not about COVID. It's just fear is really what we're talking about today. It could be fear of losing a loved one. It could be fear of getting a divorce, fear that you'll never be able to have kids, fear that you don't know how to have relationships and you're going on, you know, another relationship that didn't work out, fear of facing your past, fear of facing trauma. Fear, excuse me, of identifying something about yourself that maybe you never knew about, or finding out something of finding a biological parent. So many things can cause fear in our lives. So this episode is not about COVID, by the way. It's just about fear and just me sharing my own experience with fear and anxiety and knowing that I'm human. And knowing that I'm not going to be worried about what other people are going to think and say. And me and my husband have really been praying, like, should we get vaccinated? Like, and our daughter, we both, me and my daughter, have asthma. And we're in great health, but that doesn't mean anything. But again, I don't know enough to actually do it. And so in my heart, I'm like, I really need to do research, but I really need to seek God on this. And so with that being said, what is it that you really need to search God in those areas of your life where they appear to be true and real, and it's really crippling you, you're losing sleep, you're not eating. What are those things that are causing anxiety and fear in your life today? Because that's what we want to dig into. That's what we want to see. What are the facts versus feelings? And then learning how to separate our feelings over the facts can really provide a powerful tool for recovery. It can really help us. Like, I had to tell myself, Sandy, let's play the movie. Okay, if I don't get vaccinated, there's all these regulations everywhere. I can't do this. Now cruises are saying, you know, that they're separating the vaccinated versus unvaccinated. And I hate the division that it causes, guys. But again, this is my opinion. And I hate what it's doing. Like, I watch, like, I don't like to be controlled and made feel like I need to do something. And so I become a rebel in that, like, just standing strong, like, no. Until I've gathered all the facts. Because I spent so many years of my life really based on feelings and fear of man and fear of approval that I would do things even when I didn't want to do it. And so if you're that person today chiming in, please know, be you. Don't worry about what man is saying or approval or your family members. I've even heard family members that this particular topic has caused so much division that I'm like, are you kidding me? Why don't we just say what it is? It's just fear. I'm afraid that I'm going to lose you if you don't get vaccinated. That's the reality, right? And so, but then it causes so much strife and division in family members that I'm like, are you kidding me? And so, and guys, listen, if you're vaccinated or not, that doesn't matter to me. And that's not what this is about. It really is, where's your anxiety and fear of anything in your life? And there's no judgment here either, because we have valid fears and valid anxiety. And so today I want you to ask yourself, what movie are you playing in your mind that's causing these fears to paralyze you? I recall when my kids were younger, how my oldest would have nightmares at night. And I remember just feeling like, wow, this is extremely hard to watch someone else be crippled by this, being afraid to sleep, being afraid of the dark, especially when it's your own kid. And I remember always praying over his head, 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. And I would always say, sound mind, sound mind. He hasn't given you the spirit of fear, son. And for years I prayed that. And it was so hard to just really watch my kid be afraid of the dark, have this fear that would just kick in at nighttime whenever darkness would come. And so that's how it is. And I want that to even be a visual, like when darkness comes, what do? Do you cave into fear? Does it keep you up at night? Does it have you not eating? Does it have you on just high anxiety and not functioning? Has it caused an impairment in your social and emotional, life? What is it doing to you? How has it affected you? And how long are you going to continue to operate in that? And I remember a client of mine, I used the same scripture, and she wasn't a believer. She actually didn't want anything to do with God and had her own experience with God. And I remember just really telling her about the story about my son. And I remember that evening she texted me and said, what is that scripture that you were praying over your son? Because I'd like to pray it over myself. And I thought, wow, God. And little did I know that she had given her life to the Lord. And what an opportunity to be able to share a story, a life story, a life experience of my struggles with my son and trying to help him overcome fear, how I would one day be able to help someone else in their fears. And so my prayer today is that as you're tuning in, that all those fears are kind of coming to your mind and you're telling yourself, I really need to face these things or ask someone to help me in this area of my life so that I'm not in a place of being stuck or not moving forward because of those fears. So I want to challenge you today to list 5 things that you're afraid of and rank them in terms of intensity and start facing your fears. So, fear of man, fear of death, fear of failure. Those are just some things. Fear of gaining weight, fear of not being able to have a child. What is that? Sorry, guys, there's a big semi-truck coming through our neighborhood. But what are those fears? And how long have they been crippling you? It's time to take a look at yourself and find out, why am I so afraid of this? What is it? And it could be a life experience that you're filtering through. And I've seen even things, I don't know if you've ever read the story of Job in the Bible, where the very thing that he feared the most came upon him. And I've actually seen that happen with a very good friend of ours that were neighbors of ours. And she feared that her husband would pass away in a motorcycle accident. And they actually both passed away in a motorcycle accident. And that wasn't by coincidence. And I'm not saying that what she feared came upon her, but that was her biggest fear. And it was sad when I got the news of these neighbors that we love so much and were mentoring for such a long time, that the very thing that they feared came upon them. And sometimes I feel like, you know, in our tongues, there's life and death, and we can create life and we can create death to our situations. And so we have to be careful of what we're thinking, of what we're speaking out, you know, and because those things can literally, we can begin to live and operate in those things of fear. I've heard of people that have not even left their homes for like a year or two now because of this COVID. And that's like, wow, like that is like people are struggling with depression because of having to be homebound or afraid to get out, or they're no longer socializing how it was. I mean, it's caused a lot of hardship in our world. And everything is based around fear. So I want to challenge you today to list five things that you're afraid of and rank them in terms of intensity, and begin to start even with the lowest one and work your way up. I also want to leave you with the spiritual component with fear and anxiety. And that's found in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, where it says, "Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." So God is saying, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, in every situation that you're facing today, in prayer and with thanksgiving, and petition that to the Lord, like, God, I am struggling here. I have allowed fear to paralyze me in this area. I want to present this to you, God, that you would take this from me and let it go, God. And the other one is that I found is, fear not, for I am with you. He is with us today, guys. Literally with us. Do you guys hear the semi-truck? So I think it's a trash man, actually. But let's not let that distract you, because that would be just like the enemy when I'm talking about fear. So, you know, fear not, for I am with you. God is with you today, guys. He is with you. He wants to engulf his presence upon you. He wants to bring peace to the situations that you are struggling with. He wants to take away those things in your life that have crippled you and that have given you so much anxiety that you're afraid. You're afraid to get out. You're afraid to do things and venture out, even in dreams and things that you've always wanted to do. But because of fear, you haven't done it. And guys, when I say that I have lived that life for so many years, I had fear of man. I was always afraid of what people were going to think, fear of judgment, fear of failure. So a lot of things in my life I never stepped out to do, like even a podcast, blogging, Transformation Tuesday, counseling. I just thought, I can't do any of that. I'm not an expert in this, or I don't know enough. It's never enough, never enough. And I finally just did it afraid. Hashtag do it afraid. I love that quote, because I remember using that with someone I was mentoring and just challenging her to just do it afraid. You may be shaking in your boots right now to step out to something that you've never ever ventured out to do. But guess what? Do it afraid. And you know what? There's no such thing as failing. Failing is when you decide that you're just going to quit and not work on it ever again. But how about if something that you did didn't quite pan out the way you thought? The beauty of it, you can always look back at it and analyze it and think, okay, I needed to tweak that, or this was better or not. Even in my podcast, guys, you'll hear me say, and, or maybe you've never even recognized it, but those are some of my pet peeves. And I'm like, this doesn't need to be perfect. This isn't about me. This is about our listeners. This is about reaching, you know, the world, reaching the community, touching people's lives and making a difference, instilling hope in everyday life with the people that I encounter. So I'm not going to let ums, ands, ors prohibit me from doing a podcast. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time editing podcasts because I could be working on something else that's going to push me forward to my goal or things that I'm working on. And so I want to challenge you to do the same thing, guys. I really do. And I want to challenge you to just really step out and do something today that you've never done. And that could be as easy as I'm going to look at this area of my life where I'm so afraid and figure out why. All right? So remember, fear is the breakdown of false evidence appearing real. What movie are you playing in your head? How many times do we play certain scenarios in our mind and even have our own conversations with ourselves and are afraid of this and that happening? And then the outcome was that this and that never happened, but it happened in our head and it felt real and our body felt the anxiety and the pressure of all of that we were playing and believing the movie. I say, let's not buy the ticket to that movie you're playing in your mind anymore. I want to challenge you to rewrite and be the own producer of your movie in these areas of your life of fear. And so I think that's where we're going to leave it at today. I really hope that this ministered to you. And if you know of someone that's really struggling in this area of fear and anxiety, please forward this to them. And don't forget to subscribe, because every time I put something out new, you'll get the alert of different topics that I'm talking about and will be talking about. So I know it could be scary to have to face any fears that you have going on in your life. And even as I was talking, I'm sure things came to mind. But I want to challenge you to do it afraid and rank them in terms of your intensity and start to look at them and see and have someone hold you accountable to tell you, like, I'm so afraid of this. I don't know why. But have them hold you accountable or expose that fear, because the enemy loves to isolate ourselves, you know, and keep us isolated in our own island so that he can kill us and destroy us physically, emotionally, mentally, you know, and that's his job. So when we're holding on to something that we're so afraid of or afraid to even share, like even public speaking, let's say you struggle with public speaking. I remember I did the same thing and I was like, you know what, I'm doing this. And now I do public speaking. So if I can do it, guys, you can do it. And I want to challenge you. And I'm not sure what you're facing today, but can I leave you with a prayer for today? God, I ask that whoever is listening today, Lord, that whatever that fear that appeared in their mind, that awareness that was created today after listening, I ask that they would come to you and hand it to you, God. Lord, that you would minister to their hearts, that you would allow them to know that it's going to be okay. God, that you are with them, that you're not, haven't forsaken them, that you love them. Lord, I pray for your peace that surpasses all understanding right now to all the listeners that are chiming in. Lord, that your peace would go with them. Lord, that they would look at this fear and anxiety in their life and say no more. And no longer buy the ticket to that movie that they continue to play that's held them back from so many things in their lives. In your precious name, we pray. Amen. Until next time, guys. Thank you for listening to the Carriers of Hope podcast. If you found value in today's episode, will you head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the channel? And go ahead and leave me a review. Be sure to share it with your friends and family. And together, we can help breathe hope one life at a time. If you're interested in doing a coaching session, let's connect at carriersofhope.com. And be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Carriers of Hope.